Welcome to Gracefully. I'm Lisa Napoli in Los Angeles. We scour the globe in search of people who are navigating the many issues we and the people we love face as we get older, people who are doing it with grace, style, and innovation. You may remember the story a number of years ago about a group of women in Britain who posed nude to raise money to outfit a hospital wing after the untimely death of one of the women's husbands. A movie was made about this story about a dozen years ago. It was a runaway hit called Calendar Girls. Now, a stage play is being produced based on the film, and one of the play's stars is a 58-year-old woman named Liz Ann Kegley, who has a particular reason to fear and embrace taking off her clothing in front of a packed theater. We talked about body image as we age right before a recent rehearsal.
The nudity portion of the program is daunting, to say the least, without having, just getting out of my shower and seeing myself naked is an adventure, but to actually, you know, disrobe and then go on stage and pray that these gals are going to back me up and watch, you know, make sure that I am protected, and is daunting. It's frightening. And God, they're just amazing. I mean, you know, we've really kind of fallen in love with each other. And it's just, it's really lovely. There's a sisterhood. There's a beauty that's happening between us. All different ages, all different styles of life. Everybody coming from different backgrounds. It's wonderful.
And for you, I hear it has special resonance because you've recently undergone a transformation. Can you talk a little bit about that, or a lot about that?
Yeah. In January of 2013, I had gastric bypass surgery. And I was tipping the scales at 300. And since then, I've lost 150 pounds. So, you know, there's a whole body image thing that I'm dealing with. First of all, I'm not used to seeing myself as a thin person, so there's that psychological thing. The other thing is, unfortunately, because of the abuse that I gave my body, I have an incredible amount of excess skin that I'm very conscientious of, and was frightened about just the cast seeing me, let alone, I couldn't even believe I chose to do this play. But there's a lot of fear. And God, I don't even think about it now. I mean, everybody has just made me feel comfortable.
But yeah, that you raise a really interesting point. Nobody's making you do this. You could have undergone this transformation and never taken your clothes off in front of public ever.
What the hell was I thinking? You know, really? I mean, really? But I felt like this is a great opportunity for me to gain some confidence. And more importantly, to recognize that I'm not my body. My body doesn't define me. I am so much more than that. And this play is giving me the power, you know, empowered me to stand up and be everything that I really am and not this body image thing that's going on. It's more than that.
So it took losing the weight and then taking your clothes off in front of people you didn't know to add that up. At this stage, you're in your late 50s,
Trina? I'm 57.
Yeah. So, and that's an interesting moment in time to learn that too, right?
Yeah. It's so challenging, and I could never imagine myself doing it. And there was a moment where I thought, gosh, I think I would rather do this when I was overweight because the excess skin was making me so uncomfortable. And I thought, what are you thinking, you nut? This is, again, you're letting your body define you. And this is not, I am so much more than that. I am more than this body. I am a beautiful spirit, a joyful person, and I love life, and I'm blessed. I am so blessed.
Did you feel that way before 2013, or do you think that's been unlocked for you?
I think it's been unlocked. I think I had to deal with a lot transitioned, because even though you have the surgery, it's not a fix. It doesn't change your brain, and it doesn't change the way you eat and your eating habits. So even like initially I went down to 185 pounds, and then I turned around and gained it and went back to 203. And my wife was like, hey, let's get into a health and wellness program, which we did. And I ended up getting down to this weight, but it taught me I started learning about how I've been abusing myself with sugar, my addiction to sugar, how that was screwing up my hormones and my enzymes. So suddenly everything's working correctly. All the chemicals are balanced. I'm responding to food the way you're supposed to respond after 30 plus years of abusing myself and eating whatever the heck I wanted to and convincing myself that 300 pounds is okay. I can live like this. Yeah, no, I wasn't. I was unhappy. I was miserable.
What was it that made you make the decision to make the change? Because you were married, you were in a relationship. Yeah. It wasn't that you were on your own. You
know, my wife was always so supportive. And we've only been married since, well, because it's only been legal for a short period of time, but we've been together for over 8 years. And she never saw me as a fat person. And with her, for the first time in my life, I never felt uncomfortable naked. I never felt self-aware about my size or my weight, which was good and bad. The good part was obviously I wasn't judged. The bad part was that I took license and started gaining more weight. So that was kind of a sidetrack. And I just had to get to a place where I realized I deserved more respect. I wasn't respecting myself. And if I'm not doing that, how could I possibly expect anybody else to? So then it was, and then after the surgery and losing the initial weight, then it was like, okay, you got some brain work. You got to change how you think about food. You got to change how you think about what you're doing to your body. And you got to start respecting yourself and feeling some pride. I mean, for the first time, I've got pride. I wore a size 10. I was wearing a size 28 when I started this thing. So yeah, it's huge. It's really huge. And so my next big hurdle is having the skin removal surgery. So that's my next big, and that's just to continue feeling respectful for myself. And also it gets in your way. The excess skin just kind of gets in your way. So I'm looking forward to that too.
But in the meantime, you're here with this crowd getting ready to disrobe in front of all these strangers.
Yeah.
If we could just wrap by, I'm trying to find a nice tidy bow to put around the whole idea of your personal transformation, body image as we age. I mean, a lot of people get, I'm 52, I'm not that much younger than you.
Yeah.
So a lot of people get to their 50s. I started this podcast and I've been interested to see people's reaction to not wanting to say that they're older or old or getting old. There's this denial in our society. So I'm just curious where you land in all of that. You may be one of those people, it's fine, but I'm just curious where you land about the idea of women getting older in our society at this moment in time, especially vis-a-vis this play that you're doing, which
is... Thank God for plays like this, first of all. A lot of older women, it's difficult for us to find great roles, roles that have a story. Every single one of these characters has an arc and a story that they end up telling. And you find resolution in that. And the binding, the camaraderie, the closeness that we're having, I think age provides us an understanding and an acceptance of other women, and we start to realize, people in glass houses. When we're younger, we tend to judge a lot and poo-poo people and dismiss in a very dismissive. As I've gotten older, I've found that I'm embracing different phases of life. I'm a grandma three times over. My wife has children, and her children have had children, and I've got this incredibly wonderful opportunity now. I like getting old. I think being older is opening more windows. I'm amazed at being able to survive this far. Now it seems like I have more opportunity and more challenges and a greater courage to go out and try new things. I mean, look at me, for gosh sakes. I was a 300-pound woman who's now, I'm wearing an elephant suit, but I'm still willing to sit up on stage and be naked in front of strangers and an entire cast of women who just love me. And I'm lucky. I'm blessed. Yeah.
You're blossoming. It's so exciting.
I am. I'm a flower. It's like in the play, the what is it John says somewhere along in the play about how a flower grows and it's in those last moments that they're at their most beautiful. That's how I feel, for sure. Yeah.
Another of the actresses in the stage production of Calendar Girls is a retired legal secretary who just turned 70, with a mother about to turn 94 and a daughter who is age 28. This woman has a particular take on what it's like to be taking her clothes off in public at this stage of life.
My name is Cheryl Crossland. I was an actress many years ago. I came to California to pursue acting, and as often happens, life got in the way. So now I'm retired and I'm able to pursue. But there's still a big dearth of good parts for women in Hollywood. There are a few stars out there, but a lot of very talented women are not being used.
No, and the whole idea that you and all the women in the cast take off your clothes, let's talk about that. What's that like at this stage of your life as opposed to when your daughter now is 28?
Yeah, well, when I was her age or even a little younger, it would have been very intimidating to take off my clothes because I felt that I was in so much competition with all the Barbie dolls out there, with the Playboy bunnies, with all the pretty, pretty girls. And I've never been pretty, pretty. You know, nice, okay, but, and it's always, you know, that was, in fact, it's easier now for me mentally to go on stage, pursue acting. There was a time when I would hide in the closet before a performance, but not now because it's okay. And the point when I told, what I told Larry, when he asked about, you know, you gotta take it all off. I said, if not now, when? And that's my attitude towards this. I do not have a perfect body. We have a couple of those in our cast, and they're adorable, and God bless them. But there are also real women out there who look like me or better. And it's, you know, it's kind of an homage, as they say in the script, to the mature woman who doesn't have to look like the billboards and the Photoshops and Photoshopped pictures and all of that. So going nude was, I mean, I wouldn't want to try to do it for a living where people pay money to see me without clothes because they wouldn't. But for the show, it suits the purpose of the show. It's beautiful.
But I wonder if the bigger message is what you're, the underlying message is that, what is the underlying? I shouldn't put words in your mouth. There is a bigger message there.
Well, as the Chris character, Michelle Bernath, says in this, you know, it's showing the corporeal beauty of the mature woman. And it comes in lots of different shapes, sizes, and weights, and heights, and hair color, and wrinkles, and no wrinkles, and it's all beautiful, and it's a reminder that we should not discard the older people in our world, you know, because we tend to do that, we do, and hopefully, you know, it will be appreciated by a general audience who maybe is tired of perfection out there. I mean, we're all perfect in our own way, blah, blah, blah. I know that. But it's the perfection of the media. You know, I mean, women's body issues are a big deal. They always have been, but at least now we're talking about them.
I always say I felt beautiful once I stopped reading women's magazines because I didn't have anything telling me anymore what I didn't.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly, which is part of why it's easier now for me to pursue acting. I mean, I've done some background work and they call me because I'm in the elderly category, which makes me laugh because I don't feel it. And that's the other thing about growing old. I've heard it all my life. And now here I am. And I am 70. Yeah, last April. Baby boomer. And it's, you know, you don't feel whatever 70 is supposed to feel like. But I am, which means I don't have, you know, 30 more years maybe to pursue acting or do whatever. I've got to get with it. But it's also amusing to me that that's elderly. I mean, it just cracks me up.
This is what 40 looks like, is what they said to Gloria Steinem when she turned, or what she said when she turned 40, and people said, you're 40? How could you be 40? Look at you. And I think that that's what you're proving about 70, and your mother obviously is probably proving about 93, right?
Oh, she looks fabulous. Nobody can believe. I mean, maybe in her 80s, because, I mean, it's obvious that she's not a spring chicken. But, yeah, she looks fabulous, and her mind's sharp, which to me is the most important thing.
Well, and that's the last thing I'll ask you is about, you know, we worry as women from the minute we're conscious that what we look like, and all the way through till the end, most of us. But really, we know that that's not really what it's all about, and yet we still worry about it.
Well, we do, and, you know, for me, I just am grateful that I can wear makeup and improve and enhance. I mean, it's fun. And I have gotten a lot more relaxed about that, and I will go to the store without makeup on. Oh my gosh. But, you know, it's easy now. It's either way. I prefer to have makeup on because I think I look just fresher and more awake, you know. But it's not, I know that's not me. You know, that's not who I am.
Our bodies are not who we are. Cheryl Crossland and Liz Ann Kegley talk to me at the Group Rep in Burbank, California, where they'll be appearing with an ensemble cast in the stage production of Calendar Girls, based on the film by Tim Firth and Julie Tauheide, through early October. They've even produced a calendar that'll be for sale. To see some photos and for details on the show, visit our website, gracefullyradio.com. You can send us ideas and comments from there, too. Stephen Colon engineered this podcast. I'm Lisa Napoli. Thanks for listening to Gracefully.